Laughter drifts over the hum of at least a dozen sewing machines in Catchimac Center. Quilts are coming together. Betty Seaman is sewing a piece that is going to be in high demand.
This fabric is left over and it's going to become a shopping bag.
The Catchimac Bay quilters come together once a week to work on personal projects, but they also take service work very seriously. Janet Bacher is finishing a quilt made to fit a homemade teddy bear. The group has delivered over 100 bears with quilts this year to Haven House.
Kid comes in, and if he has to be interviewed, he gets a nice little quilt and a teddy bear.
Right now, Linda Wagner is making a wall hanging, but she and the other quilters use their fabric scraps for a variety of projects, like dog and cat beds.
We take them to the animal shelter, and they use them in there, and they also send them home with dogs or cats. And we've made 47 this year.
On Veterans Day, November 11th, the group brings a stack of quilts to the Elks Club as part of a national program called Quilts of Valor. Here's Patrice Krant.
We feel pretty strongly that anyone who served is deserving of a Quilt of Valor.
Krant says they have 4 recipients lined up for this coming Veterans Day, but they have 10 quilts ready to give away. Peggy Parsons holds up a quilt with squares of all shapes and sizes.
This is Alice's project, and there's 9 of us doing this particular quilt. It's a sampler of all different types of squares.
Alice is Alice Kravitsky. She says the group has grown in the last few years. They used to be able to count on 6 or 8 quilters coming together once a week in the fall. Today, there are at least 20 people in the room.
Few of us are 70 to 80. No names. We're very glad to see younger people coming to join us.
The group has been staging a Mother's Day quilt show for 30 years now, and they make raffle quilts for organizations around town, including a top secret quilt for the Pratt Museum that I am not allowed to describe or photograph. That quilt will premiere in February. Newcomers don't need to know anything about quilting to join. Lee Bowman moved to Homer in May and brought her knitting work to work on and learn a new skill. She's working on a 4-patch.
There are 4 little squares that make up 1 quilt block. Yeah. Teresa said, come and sit by me, and so I just walked in.
And Teresa is Teresa Dubber. She's working on a service quilt.
Service quilt is for the fire victims, and so we call them quilts of comfort. We give each person in the home a quilt.
This group goes through a lot of sewing supplies. Patrice Krant leads me to a room full of totes, the motherload of fabric.
This is all our fabric, including 39 bolts of fabric that were given to us a couple of weeks ago by Ulmer's, because this is the fabric that we use for all of our service quilts.
Catchimac Bay Quilters formed when 6 people gathered in Beth Schroer's rec room.
Because the high school home ec group was going to go to Europe, so we made them a quilt and raffled it, and I'm pretty sure that was 31 years ago, this fall.
Years ago, Charlene Ditton and Carol Renfrew designed a pattern especially for South Peninsula Hospital, Boo Boo Bears. Here's Charlene.
And it had a pouch for a little gel pack that could be frozen, and they'd give it to kids that came into ER.
This year, it's Homer's turn to organize a retreat for the Peninsula Quilters. It takes place over 4 days in February. Renfrew is making a shopping bag now to be given as a door prize.
We just get together and sew and have a good time. And we like to make as many handmade, homemade gifts to give as possible. I'm going to teach a class on how to put borders on a quilt that lay flat.
It's a lot to take in. A dozen or more projects happening all over the room. Toys, wall hangings, bags, quilts. And I see one thing that looks out of place. I ask Margaret Lau, what's with all the pizza boxes?
Pizza boxes stack nicely for many projects. If you're going to a class somewhere that you have to fly, they fit nicely in a suitcase and they confuse TSA.
The Catchimac Bay Quilters meet every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Catchimac City Center, just off East Road, to nominate anyone who has served in any branch of the armed forces for a Quilt of Valor. The application is at qovf.org. There is still time for 6 more service members, past or present, to get in on the presentation at the Elks Club this Veterans Day. In Catchimac City, with the Quilters, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.